Stand by for action. We're about to launch the Billy West Podcast with special guest star Jim Gomez. Anything can happen in the next 40 minutes.
Podcast! 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 Podcast!
Dives under the sea into the world below, where beauty and mystery can always be found. It dives fearless and free in the strangest foe, but against all adversity, 'cause home we're bound.
Podcast! Podcast!
Nobody's perfect.
Podcast!
So this is Billy West, BW, and Jim Gomez, my special guest star, Jago. So, Jago.
Don't call me that.
Okay. Jim.
Yes.
What is on the show today? This is our maiden voyage show. We got to roll it.
Looking at the program director sheet here, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got Song Demolition.
Oh, great.
We've got the Serial, Billy Bastard Serial segment, the first one.
Billy Bastard, this is
the first podcast.
A real guy.
No, it's fictitious. The Detroit Home Companion. That's right. Coming up. But first, we have a special guest all the way from India.
Really?
Yes. Jairaj.
Jairaj? What, mm-hmm. Who is he?
He's the world's greatest inspirational consultant.
Really? Well, we all need inspiration. I know I do. How about you?
I do, and...
Wait.
That's what it says on his website. Anyway.
I'm looking right at him. He's looking at us like we're...
He is in the green room. He's looking through the window.
Animals in a cage. What is he, analytical and all of that stuff?
He apparently is a genius.
Oh, really?
Yes. Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed, but inspiration, who cares who proclaims it? We all need it, brother.
It says it on his website, so we got to take it.
I see him.
Okay. There he is. He's in our green room. Yeah. He's in through the window.
Hey.
So, welcome, Jairaj. Come on in.
Come on in.
Hi, Jairaj. Yeah. Thanks so much for being here.
Take a seat. No, not there. Over here. All right. Where am I? Ricky Tikki Tavi.
To you as well. So... Mr. Raj, thanks for coming in today. I know you flew all the way in from India, and you just got off the plane, so we really appreciate it.
That's right. Right off the plane.
Yeah.
From Guwahati, India. Say it.
Guwahati, India.
Guwahati, India. Guwahati.
Guwahati.
No. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Guwahati.
Hati.
No. Guwahati. No? Guwahati.
Guwahati.
No. I gave you a whole bunch of syllables.
I'm trying. Okay. One more time.
Never mind. Let's just say I'm from New Delhi and make it easier on you.
Okay.
Can all the way. Can you say that? New?
New.
Del?
Del.
E.
E.
New Delhi.
New Delhi.
There we are.
All right. Thank
We're
you.
On the same page now.
All right. Dr. What's your name again?
Jairaj.
Jairaj, Dr. Jairaj, all the way from India, from New Delhi, India, not Guwahati, India. Thank you. It's doctor, correct? What is your medical field of endeavor?
Well, let me tell you that I've attained doctorates from the higher education colleges around the world.
Wow, really?
Yes, really. Yes, that's correct. I am a scholar, a Rhodes Scholar, by the way, and I did my summers in Paris at the Sorbonne Academy of France, of course, and... I also attended the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts, which is RADA in London, which is so ironic because I've learned nothing about podcasting, and I'm better than you two. Wait a minute. This is your first time in a podcast, right?
That's his opinion, too. That's your opinion, but...
All right, so what?
All right, well, Dr. Raj, tell us a little bit about India.
India. India is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. I mean, forget America, for Christ's sakes. India is the true land of opportunity where any girl or boy from Ranchipur, say, can grow up to become a pile of ashes on the Ganges River. A very dignified ending, by the way. In India, we do death right.
Oh. Okay, Ganges gravy for everyone. We can't top that. So, I think we should just take a call. How about this segment? Let's take a call now.
You want me to take calls?
We're going to take a call. We have...
Who's on the line?
We've got Jeb on the line all the way from Whoa Nelly, Arkansas.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeb.
Hello, Jeb.
Hello, Jairaz.
You're on the podcast. Go ahead. Proceed. What's your problem?
Well, Jairaz, lately I've been with two different women, and I've been sort of buzzing from flower to flower, if you know what I mean.
I'm no stranger to metaphors. Just spit it out, please.
Well, you see, I got to make a hard decision, because I don't want to be some kind of dirtbag with these girls.
Okay, well, what's on your mighty mind? Would you please tell us? Elucidate.
Well, I got this idea, and I want to see if you think it'll work.
All right, all right, all right.
I'd like to take these two ladies and introduce them to each other and tell them I have a surprise for both of them.
This chutney is starting to get real old already.
No, hear me out. I'm going to take these two ladies that I have been buzzing around with down to that fancy place, Charles E. Cheese.
Right, Charles E. Cheese. I've heard of it.
Yeah, and put them in that cage with the colored balls, and they can duke it out right over me, right there in the balls. And the winner is...
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, what do you want to ask me?
There were never any two ladies, was there?
No.
He's laughing at me. This was just a twisted fantasy that comes from a man, number one, who has nothing to do, absolutely nothing, and hasn't been near anything female in 16 years, if that. I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling up and sucking all the oxygen out of this room.
Oh, and one more thing.
And that would be...
Tea party rules!
Listen, I just want to apologize for that tremendous waste of time.
No, don't apologize.
I'm embarrassed.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. That was, you're trying to do the right thing, trying to do well by people. That's more than most can say.
Well, thanks for the feel good, and Ricky Tikki Tavi to you.
To you as well. Okay, so let's take another call. We've got Nestor on his cell phone calling from his car.
Nestor.
Go ahead, Nestor.
Hello, Jairaz.
Hello, Nestor. Where are you calling from?
Cerritos.
That's in California, Southern California.
Yeah, it is, but it's very close to where what I'm going to talk about is happening.
Well, what's that? You make it sound a little foreboding.
Well, I heard you on TV. You've been on a few TV shows, and I think that you better stop talking about the Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra? Oh, yeah, I did mention the... Chupacabra. For those listening, the Chupacabra is a mythical, mystical beast that is a goat-sucking vampire, if you can believe that. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that he does exist. But why is it that only Mexicans can see him?
Because we eat a lot of corn and we have better eyes.
Well, that's... I don't believe that, but how? What is the mode of attack this thing does?
It doesn't attack. It just comes up behind a goat and inserts its fangs and just draws blood like a mosquito.
Oh, really? Do you believe these Chupacabra stories?
I have to say, I do.
What do you know about the Chupacabra? Because you can help me out a lot.
Well, I don't eat a lot of corn. I am Mexican.
How's your vision?
Okay. But I have seen the Chupacabra. I have. I understand what Nestor's talking about.
I don't understand it. Sir, just let me ask you one more question. You eat a lot of corn. We can't make the connection why you have the vision to be able to see this.
I don't think corn is part of the equation. Let's leave that
out. No, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It's mescal.
No.
Oh.
No.
Mescal. That's what I thought. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thanks, Hector. I hope we could help you with that. I hope Dr. Raj helped you with that.
Nice save, Jim.
So so that was the that's our segment. Thanks, Dr. Jairaj. We look forward to your next segment on our next podcast. And
I come back.
And we look forward to Hector again. I'm sure he's going to have
Hector,
other problems.
Hector, call back again, please, okay?
Let's just have it the Hector segment.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Raj.
Bye-bye.
Come back again.
It's time now for Song Demolition.
Okay, so today's subject and target of Song Demolition will be Cold as Ice, written and performed by the great 80s band Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Yes.
You know something? This song's always fascinated me, Jim. And you know why? The song has a hit sound, got a great lead singer, but have you ever listened to the lyrics?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, really listen to them. You know what I mean? It's like some narcissist is carping and moaning about some woman who won't do what he wants because he's like a little fop with big puffy hair. Well, anyway, everybody knows this song. I mean, you may even know the lyrics. Maybe you've done it at karaoke, but let's let the man speak for himself.
You're as cold as ice.
Whoa. Hold it a minute. This guy with a narcissistic personality disorder is like a prosecutor. Listen to him. He's vicious. He's like a Nikita. He's building a case against his love interest.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price.
Okay, wait, stop. Again, I'm sorry to keep making you stop that, but look at him. He's making threats. Well, what do you mean you'll pay the price? What does that mean? And what might that price be, I wonder? You know, what would it take to satisfy you and prevent a sequel to this song? To make you shut up. Well, just shut up.
Hold on.
Shut up.
Maybe he's just sensitive. He strikes me as kind of a sensitive soul.
Really?
Guy, yeah.
But, I mean, he's tormented.
He has a silk shirt.
But he's his own tormentor.
He's got satin pants.
This woman has never done anything but be herself, and now he doesn't see it that way. He's a loser.
Well, okay, so let me get this straight. You're saying if she's as cold as ice, there really isn't any love that she's sacrificing.
All right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen. Stop. Please. Stop. He's seen it before.
Oh,
no. It happens all the time. Yeah, to him. So this guy's a real type player. He's always got like his designs on ice women. Yeah. Where he knows he's going to get shut down and rejected, so he writes a song about them and bitches and moans. That's his driving engine. He just doesn't learn. Just shut up.
He's got a great voice. You got to admit that.
Yeah, it's good. But you know.
And he's got nice hair.
But this guy's a nut. He's from Nutville. He's like, she's digging for gold. But what about him? I mean, he's digging for ice.
He's a little delusional, I'll admit.
Yeah, and that overrides his sensitivity, I think. But in other words, any shrink would tell him that it'd be easier to get a 5-pound bag of ice that you can push around and tell what to do from the 7-Eleven and just put some lipstick on it and take it home and shut up. Oh, boo-hoo. Isn't she the worst woman that ever lived? You know what, dude? You're not the paradise she wants, and you're threatening her again about paying the price. I mean, this is starting to get me. It's all about digging for gold and paying the price and a fortune in feelings, and you're drowning in ice water, dude. You're a mess, dude. So in essence, he's wasted a lot of time with women, I think.
A lot of metaphors.
Okay. Ugh. Oh, my ears. It's getting plaintive and pathetic now. He's profiling this woman. He's singing things that she probably never said. And you know what he's singing about is like 9/10 underwater, hidden agenda, like an iceberg. You know, he's the real iceberg from the neck up. Yeah. And you know what? Here's the other thing. We don't know anything about him. We know nothing about him. But meanwhile, he's barking at the rain because he's probably, like I said before, a real loser.
Well, hold on. We do know a little bit about him. You're saying that he's delusional.
Yes.
He's narcissistic.
Yes.
He's kind of an egoist.
Machiavellian, if he could get away with it.
So, okay. So he's getting into the dark triad.
Oh, you mean syndrome. So you would add, like, psychopathia.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there may be...
Okay.
I'm just going by what you're saying.
Yeah, we'll give him that.
Okay.
But I mean, you know... You can hear the desperation in this guy's voice. I don't know. We have to get out of this somehow because it's going to go on forever. The song's probably like 2 hours long now as we speak, but he's like a little yippy poodle pointing the finger at somebody.
So in summation, she's really keeping him from loving himself. If he's really ego-driven and there is no love and she's the ice queen... then there is no love. So he's projecting. And she's really preventing him from loving himself.
You know what we're doing with all this?
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am. But back and forth, what we're doing to ourselves is tormenting ourselves because these are unanswerable questions. I mean, we could talk about it all day, but you know what the beauty of this is?
What?
Attacking 30-year-old songs.
That's by design. The lawyer told us to do that.
People from 30 years ago, it's real safe to slit their throat like
hopefully,
this.
Hopefully they're dead.
No, we could use dead people's songs too. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay, so that's... okay, and that was Cold as Ice by that band Foreigner that we all know and love.
So what are we going to do next time we do this demolition?
Next week.
If we do.
Directly from the wine cellar at Billy Joel's house.
Oh, that ought to be a fun place.
Yeah. Look out, piano man.
You mean it's like... 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles
don't
in.
Don't tip your hand. Don't. Don't get us started on
no,
that.
No, no. He's another one that's complaining. It's like the regular crowd shuffles in. Oh, that's the only reason you're there is because you got a jar and there ain't pickles in it. It's the few bucks that those people are nice enough to give you. Oh. All right, great. The intercom. We're doing a podcast, but all right. Who is it?
Mommy Ann.
Oh, hey, boss.
Hey. It's our boss, the littlest CEO, everybody.
Hey, what did I tell you about calling me that? I'm not the littlest CEO.
Well, you are kind of small. What are you, like 7 or 8 years old? And
I'm 10 and a half.
Hey, boss.
What?
That smoke, it's a little thick in here.
Don't go there.
Wait.
Don't go there. I bet you two idiots don't even know what this is.
It's a cigar?
No. It's from Cuba, dude. Do you know what this costs? It's like smoking a $500 bill. Just because you can do it.
Wow, you look good with that cigar.
Now sit down and shut up and learn, you two old buzzards. I've been getting complaints from the custodial union about the way you're leaving this place after your show.
Well, like what?
Is that your favorite chair?
Well, yes, I like it. It's a nice height, and it works for me.
Well, gee, I wonder who's picking their nose and putting boogers under that chair on the sneak.
It's not my chair.
Oh, it's well, look, who told you that?
Well, see that security camera? It talks. Not only do the walls have ears, they have eyes.
All right, you got me. The NSA got me. What's the big deal?
Okay, let's talk about the desk, the microphone. Just about everything in this studio has something afoul with it after you two glassy-eyed baboons get through with it. For instance, if I were to touch that microphone, I would walk out of here with a good dose of Legionnaire's disease.
All right. We'll do what we can, I promise you.
Okay, you got till 5 o'clock today to get this cleaned up, or the janitor is taking your job. One guy, that's right, to do both jobs. You want to know why? Because you're weak.
No, I'm not weak. Are you weak? Why are you saying that?
You're weak.
Hey, boss, you forgot your Game Boy.
Oh, never mind him. How did he get the money to do this? He's such a sociopath and a psycho. Why is he just, like, in charge of everything? He's got money. Where does it come from?
He's a self-made child.
Oh, okay.
He owns the Mango King.
Downstairs?
Yeah, he's got the Mango King.
Oh, and I think he's got the laundromat and the ironing place.
The dry cleaner's right next to it, and the Mango King. He practically owns the whole block.
Must be nice.
Now it's time for the first installment of the Detroit Home Companion with your host, Lumpy Keloid.
Well, hello, everybody. It's the old Prairie Oyster here. Today we've got a story for you that takes place in Detroit, Michigan, a place that doesn't really exist anymore. Now to sing us into the wonderful story, may I present Floyd Smoot and the All Day Hangovers. Take it away, Smoot.
We're here in downtown Detroit. What's happened here's a shame. The city's dead, the river smells, and the buildings rot away. Now this here is the story about the angriest guy in town. 2 six-packs in and a pint of rum, he can't tell night from day. Well, I guess you're asking of whom I speak and why he is this way. He's got ADD and OCD, he's a self-defeating mess. It's not his fault, he'll tell you that he was born that way. Well, pull up a chair and lean in close and now you'll hear the rest.
this is the story about resurrection and salvation. A story about the ultimate underdog, a story about Billy Bastard. A delusional, tripolar, megalomaniacal amateur human being, and once the third best drummer in Michigan. He's got the bronze medal to prove it. But now Billy finds himself a 30-something has-been who's hit absolute rock bottom.
Ma!
And spends his days and nights on his mother's couch, drunk off his ass.
If only I were XJB, you'd see, you'd all see!
Billy's present days consist mainly of scrounging up enough money to buy a bottle of Instant Alter Ego, XJB. Extreme James Brown. Billy daydreams of himself as XJB, the ultimate blaxploitation superhero, the baddest, pimpiest, sharpiest, dressiest mother-father around. The ultimate anti-hero, the righteous savior to everyone but himself. Except today is different from all those endless days of chronic drinking, unbridled flatulence, and endless daydreams, because today is the day Billy has decided to do the right thing.
Act one!
Imagine an action sequence from a 1970s blaxploitation film. Billy is at the center of all the action, and he's taking on all the bad guys. They shoot at him. Billy deflects the bullets with his rings and 1970s medallion and catches the last bullet with his teeth. He spits it back, knocking the gun out of the bad guy's hand. XJB is victorious with a suitcase full of cash and hot booty chicks he's about to pimp on down the road. Suddenly, Billy's dream is interrupted by his mother's shrill voice.
Billy, you pawned my oxygen tank for the last time! I think my lung collapsed.
Billy is passed out on a pile of beer cans as the family's pet parrot, Gus, chimes in.
You collapse your own mother's lung.
You get out and get a job or I'm kicking you out!
Ma, look, don't throw me out. I promise I'll go get a job. I give you my word I'll get that oxygen tank back.
I don't know. I'm beginning to think your word's no good.
Billy staggers out the door as a look of guilt suddenly crosses his mother's face.
And just remember, you were the third best drummer in Michigan, and you got the bronze medal to prove it.
Later, Billy, holding his head as he makes his way down the busy street, encounters his one and only friend, Miguel.
Billy, where are you going? With you, right over to the Casa Vega for a beer.
Okay, hop in.
What do you mean, no refried beans? What kind of a Mexican restaurant is this?
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy, but there's a shortage of refried beans around the world. I don't get it.
Okay, forget about the re. Just give me some fried beans.
As you wish.
Miguel, I gotta get a job.
No problemo, Billy. This is America, the land of opportunity. You come with me and I'll take you to a place where you can get some work.
An hour later, Billy, Miguel, Yepe, and shirtless Juan find themselves in a Home Depot parking lot.
Are you sure we're gonna get a job by standing out here with these other underemployed Mexican nationals?
Yes, if you're an honest, hardworking person, you'll get work right here from the next construction contractor that comes along.
Just then, a van comes by. A big red face adorned with mirrored aviator glasses leans out the van window. This is Tommy Joe Bobby.
Oh, it's one of you laborers looking for the American dream.
Now you're talking! Now you've said something!
Y'all get in, then.
Our four-day laborers jump in as the van takes off. Only inside the van, Tommy Joe Bobby's two pals, holding shotguns, y'all. Just then, a worried Yepe senses there's something wrong.
Emigre?
Emigre? Nah, you wish. You're riding with the Minutemen now, Beaner. Coming up next time on Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being.
You want us to build the Great Wall of America all the way to the Atlantic Ocean?
When do we get paid for this?
If you don't start building this wall, I'm gonna pay you with a bullet in the head. Right now. A bullet, that is. Thank you for listening to the Billy West Podcast with special guest star Jim Gomez.
Well, there you go.
There it is. Thank you.
You are Jim Gomez.
I am.
You sure you don't want to be Jay Go?
I do not want to be Jay Go.
I would go with Jay Go.
You know, nobody asked you. You know, you're lucky you're in here in the first place because you are the antithesis of everything that we're doing. Even I would not cop to being a big dumb announcer like from 30 years ago.
I would go with J.I.M. maybe. J.I.M.
It's very brave to attack people from 35 years ago.
Well, that's kind of what we do here.
Maybe you could be like B.Illen. I'll be J.I.M. and you can be B.Illen.
No, I'd be B.Dub.
That's a car.
What, juvenile?
It? No.
What, too juvenile for you?
Not at all.
Too puerile?
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer, for taking us out of this podcast.
Yes, obviously you two can't do it.
That's why you get paid. You actually get paid and we don't.
Well, you take it away, Mr. Announcer. Do you have a name?
Quillip.
No, sorry.
I like the announcer guy. I think we need it. I think it's part of the... It gives an air of professionalism.
Jim thinks it's good. Why not you, ass face?
Oh, now you've done it. He's trying to be a provocateur. Okay, we got too many provocateurs here. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, listen next time. Do us both a favor and tune in.
Yeah, we're going to set up a website, maybe, if we can find somebody to do it for us. And then we're going to put a phone number on there. We're going to have a whole call-in segment, or maybe not, but we're thinking about it. So if we do, we want you to call in, and then we can have at you on the air. Maybe possibly coming up, we have a segment called Food Screwed. Also, I think Disease of the Day is another thing we want to have going. And, stuff like that. So on that...
Fecoli. Yes, it's been great. Really been great. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Bye. See ya.
Rausch bedeutet.
Hauten Sie.
Hauten Sie.